Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
We're doing well now.
Better than the Giants kicker?
Dude.
Oh, wow.
But like, you can't fire the whole defense, so you get rid of the kicker.
Yeah,
right?
I get it. You missed two extra points in a game. I get it. Now, we talked with Jerry about this yesterday, and part of what he said was kind of boilerplate of like, oh, we always consider all options and stuff. But he gave us some more information kind of just on the concept of George Pickens, and then Jeremy Fowler threw it out there that, you know, the Cowboys are considering it and they're studying some other teams like Cincinnati, Miami, Philadelphia to see how they pay multiple top wide receivers. Do you think this is a situation where it makes the most sense for all parties to wait until the end of the season? Because I feel like that was what we all thought was going to happen when this trade got made.
Well, if I'm George Pickens' agent, I'm betting that, you know, what he's done in seven games, he's going to continue doing for 10 more.
Right.
And unless they give me an offer that knocks my socks off, yeah, I want to see four or five teams bidding for my guy, right?
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
So yeah. And you know, I guess the Cowboys' argument could be, well, yeah, but you'll get your money here in November instead of having to wait till March.
How much of a factor? I've always been curious about that. I know it's different for every single human, I'm guessing. Do you think that's a big deal for players, or do you think players are like, I know the money's coming, I can wait four more months,
right,
if it maybe might be more beneficial long term?
Yeah, and you're betting on yourself, right?
That for sure,
things are going to continue to go well, and I'm going to stay healthy,
right?
Or you know, if you're, you know, I think maybe more so if you're a top player, if you're kind of middle of the road player, then you're going, no, give me the money now. I don't want to take any chances, right? So yeah, I think, you know, you could look at it that way and, you know, and say, well, hurry up, sign him now. But again, it takes two to tango, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Although, to be fair, the Cowboys love to pay injured players. Yeah. So
injured players.
Yeah. And I've always.
But you should get a discount if you do that.
Yet we don't seem to.
I've always seen the
Well,
Cowboys
you don't know what it would be if it got extended,
true.
Right?
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Why have the Cowboys struggled so much in Denver in the last, like, 60 years?
60 years since their inception.
Yeah, it just I feel like, what is it, eight? The last eight times they've been up there, they haven't won.
Or nine? Was
yeah.
It nine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they haven't won in 33 years.
It was 90-something? 92?
It was 95.
Or
no, you're right. 92 in Denver, and the last time they beat Denver at all was in 95. So what I'm hearing is whenever you beat Denver, you go on to win the Super Bowl.
Right? All right, I'm in.
Because you know that the 92 game, that was when Jimmy read Charles Haley the riot act at halftime in the bathroom of the locker room.
Oh,
explain.
He didn't think his effort was worthy of being there on the field or on the team. And it finally got out that he called him and he pulled him into wherever the bathroom area was and chewed him out. And Charles came back and got his stuff together and played much better the second half.
He always did see, like, from what I understand now, he was good. He was a great player. But whenever coaches called him out, he seemed to really respond to that.
Well, yeah, I don't know if he needed that, a wake-up call or whatever. But, there was a reason why he was available, why San Francisco let him go, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a trade that, you know, didn't really cost all that much. They were just trying to get a problem off their hands. Yeah, Larry Lacewell told me the story about being in the office, and it was before the season started, and it was a non-practice day or wherever, and the phone rang, and he picked it up, and it was San Francisco calling and wondering if the Cowboys would be interested in trading for Charles Haley.
Mm.
And he said he almost fell off the chair, right?
Ow.
It's like, oh, my God, I got to – okay, yeah, oh, we're interested. And he immediately
but you had to play your cards right, too. And perhaps.
Not that interested, but interested.
And he called Jimmy right away, right? Because I think I don't know if it was an off day, if there's ever an off day, but he said he was the only one in the office at that time, and he answered the phone. So, yeah, that's how that trade started.
Man. That is amazing. I know we have talked a lot about Darren.
So I didn't answer your question why they can't win in Denver, and I don't know, because they've had, you know, decent teams, I think, when they've gone. I'd have to look and see what kind of teams they have, because they don't play all that often, right?
I mean, I heard your answer loud and clear. It's because we don't have Jimmy anymore.
Yeah,
I mean,
yes.
That is what I took.
Oh, maybe Charles, right?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Or Troy or Michael or Emmett.
So
it was a different time.
Okay, speaking of a different time, I know we've talked round and round about Darren Woodson's Hall of Fame candidacy, but Jason Witten also moved on to the next level of the Hall of Fame vote. You've told us about Eric Williams. We've talked a lot about Darren Woodson. Is Jason Witten to you a no-brainer Hall of Famer?
I would think so. Now, I don't know if it's going to be first ballot.
Right.
But I think, yeah, for sure, it's a no-brainer. But, you know, Michael Irvin was a no-brainer, and he had to wait, what, three times?
I think it was the third time
for him. So, yeah, I think so. And, well, you know me, Darren Woodson's a no-brainer.
For sure.
And somehow those brains just ain't connecting when they vote.
I think we're all on the same page with you about that. Now, we could talk about Dak Prescott's stats, 40th career game with 3+ touchdown passes, tied with Romo for the most in team history. I have no doubt he'll break that record this year, but he always talks about what he's really wanting to chase. And I know he talked yesterday or the day before about Staubach and loving the history.
I think it was after the game.
Okay. Well, he talked about loving Staubach in addition to wanting to chase him and Troy and the championships and everything like that. Do you feel like that makes a player easier to root for ever when they like seem to greatly admire all the people who came before them and like made the franchise?
Oh, absolutely. I think that, you know, you pay homage to the guys that probably allow you to be where you are today, meaning in this building, in this stadium, the national attention that you're going to get playing for this franchise. And I think there's two ways to look at it. I think some guys get intimidated by it, but I think some guys cherish it to say, okay, you know, I'm following in the footsteps of greatness, and should motivate you to try to, you know, come as close as you can to reach that level too. And Dak has always said that about Roger. You know, the fact that since he got here, you know, Roger was one of his best, you know, most vocal supporters of him. And so, yeah, the fact that I thought it was a cool thing during the national anthem that they were standing there together on the sideline.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was one of those snapshots that you wish you had, you know, make a picture of.
Yeah, the CeeDee Lamb and Drew Pearson, too, I thought was really cool.
And I don't think it was by accident either, right?
Yeah. It does seem like CeeDee Lamb is one of those guys, too, though, like the 88 club. He seems to, like, really appreciate that.
Yeah, and so, you know, and, you know, and these guys – you know, he never saw Roger play in a game, right? I'm guessing CD probably, I don't know when he was born, saw Michael play in a game, you think?
I don't know.
Probably not live.
Yeah,
right
there's
now.
No way.
Yeah. So, you know, you read about it, you hear about it, and you know, it's kind of neat that guys know they should know the history, right? And I told you guys the story about, you know, Javonte Williams knowing who wore 33 here as a running back before. You know, he knew Tony Dorsett
also played in
wore
Denver.
That. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's homecoming for him, right?
Wow.
But you know, but he knew it, and so guys, you know, they need to be aware. But it's going to take having to probably read, because you're not going to see it online. It's not going to be in a text message or TikTok or Facebook. You know, you would
do you
have
use
to
TikTok, Mickey?
How much TikTok?
Seriously. Do you need to ask that question?
I just, hey.
You never
good,
know.
Good journalists always make certain.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't know if I have interesting, what is it, 30 seconds or whatever it is, a minute.
Well, Mickey, you're also always supposed to know the answer to any question you
ask.
So I figured that was probably...
That was a safe question,
yeah, that
right?
was probably the answer.
But, you know, it's good that the guys... I'm always impressed by that, that they, you know...
Me too.
...knew guys at their position that came before them. And you're aware. I think that's a good thing. So, but, yeah, go back to your question. I just think Dak is... I don't know how to put it. He seems very comfortable this year. He seems very...
And confident is the word that Corey used a lot, too.
At ease, too.
Yeah.
Or maybe just, but he's always been comfortable in his own skin. I don't think, you know, he's let things bother him.
He's just got a swagger. That's what I keep seeing, a swagger. He walks differently.
And I think there's no doubt, you know, who the leader... I mean, there's never been a doubt who the leader of this team is. But I think even more so now, I mean, you know, he's, what, one of the oldest guys out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And definitely, you know, the most years here with the Cowboys. So, I think, but you know, he's always been in the locker room, kind of the Pied Piper. Not that he goes out of his way to lead, but you can just tell when he's in there, guys know, and they follow. I'll give you a good example. Last year, and I may have told this story before, Kalen Carson kind of made his name in training camp. And I think it was right before the start of the season, or maybe a couple games in, that he had played, that he had started. And he was doing an interview in front of his locker, and he was sitting, and everybody was around. And for some reason, I was walking right by Dak, and under his breath, but loud enough for me to hear, and it's like, yeah, rookie, supposed to be standing, right? Just like that. And I swear to God, 10 seconds later, Kalen Carson got on his feet to finish the interview.
Oh!
I don't know if he heard it or if he got a look, but it was almost like, I think I should be standing. But that was Dak, right? He didn't go say anything, but he knew that, okay, rookie, you know, let's show some respect. Get on your feet. And that's just kind of the way he is in that locker room. He's not hooting and hollering and yelling or, you know, making a scene, but just his presence, I think, commands the attention. And the fact that, you know, and I never make a big deal of those pregame huddles before they go in after warmups, but, He had guys dancing this last game.
Right? I saw Pickens do it, yeah.
And everybody was like, instead of yelling and screaming, it's like, okay, who's got to dance or something like that, just to get these guys' attention. And again, he's you know, 10 years older than a whole bunch of them.
Right.
And they make fun of him. You know, he's the old man, uncle, dad.
Unk. Yeah. Yeah. Unk, yeah.
But again, you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He embraces it. He doesn't shy away from it. And that's what you want for the guy you're paying the most money in the league to, right?
Yeah.
And the other guys ought to take a look at that when they need a contract.
Yes, they will.
Somebody else that was here.
They'll see those dancing
videos. He's talking about Micah Parsons.
See those dancing videos on TikTok.
That is true. Thank you.
I'm glad
much.
You can read my sarcasm sometimes.
Well, we've been doing this long enough. Yep. I'm able to navigate some of these things. Thank you very much, good sir.
Right.
We will catch with you tomorrow.
See you, guys. And by the way, the team that we didn't think would ever lose one, I don't know if they'll ever win one again.
Stars. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough right now, Mickey.
Their puck discipline and turnover is ratio is atrocious.
We can't have two teams winning at the same time. Cowboys win, the Stars have to lose.
Now the Mavs start, so we got to work on three of
them. Okay, well, we'll figure that out later, Mickey.
See ya.
Mickey's a man of all sports.
He is. I look, he's right.
We got to start sending him some TikTok links.
Yeah. I bet he's really going to click on those fast and be like, oh, yay, Corey sent me another TikTok. I'd be really excited about that. All right, couple quick things. Jonathan Mingo, as Steven told us would be the case, was in fact activated. And then they put Trevor Keegan on the injured reserve in the corresponding move. And Corey, I've got better news for you. The last, not one, not two, not three, but four times the Cowboys have beat the Broncos, they went to the Super Bowl.
In your face, Super Bowl.
And obviously they beat them once in the Super Bowl. So just saying. All right, coming up next, It's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus bring back real broadcasters and a sports card record next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Corey, I'm going to let you answer this in a second. From the 254, what if I'm a tolo but not a trucker? Can I still get one of those trucker hats?
I'm going to let the truckers respond.
I just assumed that would be a yes.
If you're a trucker, are you okay if tolos that aren't truckers get tolo trucker hats? I think tolos are very generous, even the truckers out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't want to speak for them. So I drive a truck, but I'm not a trucker.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes.
There you go.
But I don't speak for the truckers.
You know, Alec, I know sometimes you're like, well, how am I supposed to transition out of that? Or maybe we set the bar really high. This time we didn't.
Yeah, just steer into it somehow.
Hmm. So now it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, we have a very big sale in the sports card world that I think a lot of people will be intrigued by that we will get to here in just a minute. But first, to lead into the question of the day, I want to run some audio for you guys because I'm going to set the table for who not to pick for the question of the day. This is Kendrick Perkins signing off of a pregame broadcast yesterday. Thought he had a banger of a joke, which, I mean, it was all right.
Well done.
You ready for this one?
What
you need ibuprofen for when you have a perk?
The lean back.
Yeah. Because his name is Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, you know? I get it.
Yeah. So
his lack of laugh was not that he did not understand the joke.
He leaned back in his chair. Yeah. Like, y'all see that?
He was so impressed by his own joke. And he is one of my least favorite on-air personalities in the world of sports. But I want to lead into a question of the day with that in the form of, who is your favorite pro athlete turned broadcaster? 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. Twitch and YouTube is available for you as well, because I think there are some very good ones out there, but then I think some of them absolutely stink.
You know who I really like for a very specific reason? I really like Kenny Smith.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I like Kenny Smith is in March Madness coverage, he actually tries to do his homework and study up on the team so he can have conversations with the people who have been doing college basketball all year. Whereas Charles and Shaq will show up and they'll be like, man, Auburn used to be good. And Shaq will be like, yeah, they should just give it to that one guy who's like going to be the number one or two draft pick. And you're like, great. So you've done no research on any of this. Kenny Smith feels like he has done the work to actually like try to have a reasonable conversation during March Madness. And so Kenny Smith, I appreciate that. He's pretty high on my list, if not number one.
That's really good. I think I do like Charles Barkley as an entertainer.
Agreed.
He's very funny. And he fits well with that show, the way that they do that. Like, that show specifically is perfect for him.
And I think he's insightful and informed on that show. It's just they transfer them all over to the CBS networks, and you're like, you don't know anything about either one of these teams.
I got a list of my top three.
Oh.
Man, are you ever amazed at how quickly he has a list?
Yeah, ready? This is...
He did it yesterday, too.
I know.
Number three, Isaiah
Stand back.
Oh my gosh, my brain. I think when he does the pregame or the preseason games, I think he's awesome. And he has a different jive about him, and I think that's an appropriate word because he throws in things like he lifts weights for a living. You know, like stuff like that just cracks me up. But I also love his analysis.
He is very knowledgeable.
Yeah. So and he that's agrees with answer. Me on a lot of things, too. So obviously I like that. Number two, Greg Olson. I think Greg Olson right now is my favorite. I love listening to Greg Olson call a game. I do think his voice and Tom Brady's voice sound the same.
Do you wish Tom Brady was on the B team?
Yes, I do. Tom Brady, they sound the same. Greg Olson just seems more excited. Tom Brady, their voices sound very similar. Sometimes I'm like, which one is it calling this game today? Which makes sense because Fox was like, let's do it this way. And then number one, Michael Bassick. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this guy. He does the Rangers broadcast.
Famous.
He is very famous.
I probably should have said that one. My bad. Is
my number one.
I would also like to say Mike Bassick.
All-time favorite.
Unique idea.
Turn broadcast.
I really dropped the ball on that one.
I also like Vince Carter. He would be honorable mention. When we had him on for our interview, I thought he was really, really good.
Mike Bassick is excellent, though. I feel bad I didn't pick him.
Yeah, you should.
You really should.
I'm sorry,
Mike. I'll text him right now.
Yeah.
Mike, you're back in at second.
877-881-1053, your favorite pro athlete turned broadcaster. From the 321, RG3 is funny, which I do think he adds an element to whenever he does live football games. I think he does add some knowledge, but he also has fun with it too.
Do you like the broadcaster that will also get in media scuffles? Like, does that impact because RG3 obviously has gotten into it?
Yeah.
Pretty high, highly publicized media scuffle. Do you like that, or are you like, get over it?
I kind of like it just because, right. You know, I mean, why not? I'm here for content.
True.
Like, it doesn't have to be over the air. It can be through any social media.
I gotcha.
It can be petty. I'm here for content. Why not? So, yeah, I think part of that is he is truly himself. Like, that's just him. Whether you like it or not, I at least appreciate the fact that when the suit and tie gets buttoned up and tied up, he doesn't turn into a different person and try to be professional. He's like, no, if I'm going to be a petty jerk, I'm going to be a petty jerk. Why not? So I kind of respect it.
I just texted Mike. I said, we're doing a segment of favorite athlete turned broadcasters. I put you at the top of my list, Mike. Kevin didn't even think of you.
That's right.
Oh, Alec also thought of you.
Yep.
All right.
He was the first that came to my mind and in my heart as well, because he's a dear friend. We're getting lots of texts about Bassick too, so that should have been a pretty low-hanging fruit, Kevin. Good job.
I just texted, I'm sorry.
I will say, Daryl Razor Ray did teach me hockey. I will give him a lot of, and he'll throw something out like through a sea of humanity, the mastodonic effort. Like, I always love his, the way he, so he, and he's, He's the guy that taught me everything about hockey, because I didn't know anything about it until the Stars showed up, and he was the first broadcaster that I'd ever listened to do hockey.
Let's see, we're getting lots of Greg Olson as well, agreeing with Corey. 979, I have potential bad news for you. As you say, Mark Sanchez, I don't think that's going to last very much longer.
Yeah.
We could see there.
You know who his wife is?
I do. I'm the one who told you that.
You blew my mind.
See, from the 817, Bill Walton. Even though it could totally turn into something not sports related or just not even involved with the game that's
sometimes
happening.
Sometimes
right
I kinda
in
front of like them. That. Yeah, I really do.
Especially if a game's out of hand. Like, that's what I love about our Rangers broadcast too, with Eric and Hixie, is like the seasons, especially the COVID year, I worked all of those games pretty much. Whenever things weren't going well, the stories you would hear and stuff in between pitches. Like, I like when people have the ability to do that, when they can recognize, hey, this might not be a great product right now. Yes. Let me turn the chaos meter up a little bit. And Bill Walton did that all the time.
Agreed.
Nobody's mentioned John Smoltz yet. What's happening there? He was really good.
Mm.
It's the most ridiculous opinion in the history of baseball that no one said his name.
You know what's crazy is he's really good at broadcasting.
I agree.
He is.
He just offended all of us.
He's just opinionated.
Or not opinionated.
Yeah.
Like, not saying good things about the Rangers.
That's fair.
Or bad things. He didn't even say bad things. He just kept saying good things about Arizona.
See, from the 405, Ryan Fitzpatrick is the best ever. He is evolving into that. He is just, he's must watch. And I got to give Amazon their props. The entire pre and post game crew that they have, with Andrew Whitworth, Tony Gonzalez, Carissa Thompson, Richard Sherman, it is awesome. I really
multiple of those people on our show.
I love that crew. They work so well together too. Like, you can tell they're actually friends. They actually enjoy hanging out with each other and getting paid to do so. You know, that's definitely a perk if you will, of the job. So I really enjoy what Amazon's been doing. They're handing out all this money and they're putting it to good use.
Is there too much Kirk Herbstreit in our world?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like him a lot. I don't care about his dog.
Me neither.
I'm sure his dog is awesome and they have the best relationship in the world. I just don't care about that as an on-air product.
Okay. I just feel like he's on all the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And it's a little oversaturated for me. Yep.
I mean, it's kind of like the joke about, you know, ESPN talent, where you're getting Stephen A. Smith involved in stuff that he probably doesn't even know about or care about.
Yeah.
But it's like, hey, we're paying him a mastodonic amount of money, so we need to absolutely get our money's worth, which they're still probably not.
Right.
Even with as much as they're distributing his face and his voice, a podcast, a radio show, like whatever, they're still probably not making their money's worth, but oh well. A couple of people have asked if Pat McAfee counts. Absolutely, he does.
Because he's fun.
He was an NFL punter, and he's a pro wrestler, dang it.
Dude, point. On Saturday, they had Kirby Smart sit in with them. And it was fun to watch Nick Saban and Kirby Smart talk, a little bit about the old times and then competing against each other. So that was kind of fun. But then at the end, he said something like, the crowd told me, some of your players told me they'd do this if you took your shirt off right now. And Kirby Smart was like, let me do this right now. And it was a really funny moment to kind of break the coach a little bit, to give him make him a little human. That was fun.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin turned his TV off immediately.
he was on like 10 minutes later. That was crazy.
Gentlemen, this is really for Kevin and me, because we care about this stuff, because we know how to party. There was a sports card record that was broken this week. A 1986 Fleer Michael Jordan autographed rookie card set a new record at auction for a trading card with an aftermarket signature. The card set the record during a private sale with Golden Auctions on Tuesday.
aftermarket, for people curious, not pulled out of like a pack, something you got in person.
And getting MJ to sign stuff just out in the wild is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
He does not do that. But the card sold at auction for $2.7 million. It also set a record for the most expensive Michael Jordan rookie card ever. Broke the previous record of $2.5 million.
That is fascinating.
When a different 1986 Foyer Jordan autographed rookie card was purchased earlier this year through Pharrell Williams auction house Jupiter. So both the 1986 number 57 Jordan cards were graded a mint 9 with a gem mint 10 autograph grade by PSA. So very, very nice condition for these cards. And it always makes me have that unreasonable thought that I can buy into a break or buy a hobby box and get that one of one that's going to make me stupid rich one day.
So let's be honest about this. Like, and you've seen it hopefully across our social media platforms. RJ Dukes in McKinney is doing a Topps basketball release tomorrow. I'm going to be there after the show hanging out. If you want to come on, stop on by. I want to get Cooper Flag cards, but let's not pretend like the dream isn't. I'm going to buy this box or pack or whatever, and I'm going to pull that one of one Cooper Flag that's going to pay for my kids' college or for me to get a new house, because I'm not kidding. You could absolutely do that if you pull that card.
You could, and man, it would be nice to pay off all the debts and everything, but I'm going to keep on getting base autographs of Dante Chen out of WWE Chrome. Yeah, you've never heard of him. So that's happened to me three times now. I just want you to know that. Oh, and hey, guys, you want something hot off the press? Programming note, Friday, 12:40, Stars GM Jim Nill is going to join the KNC Masterpiece.
Get some! That's cool, man.
Hey. First question. Why isn't your team better at passing?
Why did it take so long for you to get on our show?
Second question. Why isn't your team good at possessing the puck?
Third question. Why have y'all scored lately?
Hopefully all of that will change. We'll have Jim Nill on Friday. Coming up next, though, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Who is the NFL's most directionless team? We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
Dolphins. Among the best third down teams, bad today. Free blitzer to us. Pass picked off. Jenkins tackled down at the 2.
KC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Text in. Frankel, injury attorney, text line 877-881-1053. What do you think it is that Corey just said? Like, while that highlight was playing, that made me laugh. I bet you won't guess it, but give it a shot. 877-881-1053. Also on the Twitch and on the YouTube. In the meantime, powered by Men's Tea Clinic, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it.
Now, I'm going to start with this question. Who is the most directionless team in the NFL? I'm going to warn you, one of my answers for this would be the Raiders. And yesterday, somebody in Crosstalk got really, really angry that I said the Raiders didn't have a plan. And they're like, well, your team sucks. They only have one more win than the Raiders. And I was like,
Broadus?
No, it was, I mean, I don't think so. Somebody on the fan text.
Oh,
and I just, the Raiders don't have a quarterback and they don't have a coach they can build around. So
let's go back to 2016.
Okay.
Let's go back. Yeah, let's go back that far. The Raiders history, 2016. Okay. Let's take it back even further.
Oh,
since they lost the Super Bowl in 2002.
Oh no.
They have been to the playoffs twice.
Must have been nice.
The Cowboys have been to the playoffs eight times.
They just never get past that one part.
They've been to the playoffs. But Kevin, for, let's see, what was their record after that? 4-5-4-2-4-5-5-8-8-4-4-3-7.
Those are the numbers of wins.
Of wins. Until they finally won 12 games and lost in the wild card. Then 6-4-7-8. Then finally 10 again. And then 6-8-4-2. They have not had more than two double-digit win seasons since 2002. And so I agree with you on the directionless part. They can be offended. Your team has not been good, and the Cowboys have been better.
I put them third on my most directionless team in the NFL right now. Who is your most directionless team? I want to see if y'all hit my top two.
Miami.
Miami is my number one. Because not only, you're about to switch coaches. Mike McDaniel has made it clear. And he's like, hey, my hopes we don't throw 10 interceptions. Because that's how many Tua has this year. So, but they paid Tua all of the money. Like, at least one advantage. I have it Dolphins, Jets, Raiders. One of the advantages the Jets have is they didn't sell out for their quarterback. I mean, like, they didn't pay a lot of money for their quarterback. If you think the Cowboys paid too much money for Dak, you're right. But he's playing awesome right now. The Dolphins paid a lot of money for Tua, and he looks horrible. And they're going to fire their coach. The Jets have a new coach, and they didn't sell out for their quarterback. The Raiders aren't like...
They hate their quarterback.
Yes, they do. The Raiders aren't paying too much for their quarterback, who's clearly not good anymore, if he ever was. And their coach is really old, so he's not going to be there long term.
You mind if I round out your top five then?
Oh, please do.
Saints?
I could see that.
Who have a direction.
Yeah, I just don't understand it.
And then the team that is lost in the desert, the Arizona Cardinals. They have Kyler Murray, and they're like, we have a quarterback. And we have Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, that might be turning into a as well.
What else? Like that, 2-5, here they are again in a season that looks like it's just going to be forgotten for the Arizona Cardinals fans that are really actually Cowboys fans.
Well, good news is, you still have at least one more year of Kyler Murray, or else you have to eat $57 million in dead money.
Did they waste Kyler Murray? Or did he waste Kyler Murray?
I hate to say this. I covered in high school. He was badass. I think it's closer to the second one, but they didn't help him. I think it's probably closer to the second one. I hate saying that too, because he shows flashes where you're like, holy crap, that's the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. But yeah.
From the 806, would Mike McDaniels get more respect if he dressed like an adult? I think that matters to players. I do remember a time when he walked up and his opposing coach goes, oh, look at this. Look at these pants. And he goes, yeah, you can dress like this when you're as good as you are at what I'm doing.
Which is true.
And at that time, they were good.
Yeah.
Since then, no.
Not so much. Alec, do you have a team? Is it one of those teams that you think is the most directionless in football?
I think Miami's number one, but yeah. I think an honorable mention for me would still be Cleveland. It's an evergreen statement. They still have four quarterbacks that they don't know if they like any of them.
Yeah.
They're just starting one of them because they have to play the games. And then on top of that, the defense is still really good, but they're not doing anything with it. The offense could be really good. They're not doing anything to help them. They're signing guys that aren't very good. They're keeping guys around that aren't very good. I don't understand them.
From the 972, was it some kind of fence door reference that made you laugh? No, but that is a good guess. I'm not going to get into any specifics besides the fact that we were discussing the TV show Xena Warrior Princess. And that's all I'm going to tell you for now. Unless you come out to Freebirds on Friday off of Beltline Road, I'll 100% tell you what he said to make me laugh. All right, let's go back to the Raiders. The Raiders lied to Max Crosby and said they're not going to trade him. And the reason why I said that is because if somebody came up with the right offer, they would definitely trade him. But they said they're not going to trade him. And the right offer, if they told him that, is probably going to be too rich for most teams' blood. So there you go. 24-hour news cycle. No more Max Crosby.
Can I ask you a question about? Yes. I don't believe that. I think that it's still in existence.
Okay.
I do, however, because if the Raiders continue to have bad games... This was what Charles Robinson said this morning. He was like, it would take Max Crosby going to Mark Davis and saying, look, here we are.
Okay. Yeah.
I would like to go to a contender.
I gotcha.
And
out of respect, do you think they would do that?
Yes. He loves Mark Davis loves him. So here's what I would see. This chum in the water that was thrown out yesterday puts that thought in Max Crosby's head.
You think the Raiders threw
how many more games do I still have before I say, you know what? I do want that. Maybe it's one. Maybe it's up through a bye week, which they're on. Like that's where I think this is interesting. I don't believe that cycle's over. But I do think that there is, because it's psychology of things, man. You start going, hold on, are the pastures greener? I want this change? How much longer do I have? An agent starts talking to you a little bit. So we'll see.
Now let's stick with the Raiders. Jakobi Meyers, the wide receiver for the Raiders, who said he wanted to be traded before the season, but is out there playing. He was asked, hey, do you want to be traded? I bet the reporters did not expect this answer. Oh, for sure. But I'm a professional, and at the end of the day, I'm just trying to play good football. I love that level of honesty. Hey, do you still want to be traded? Oh, for sure. I would also, we talk about knowing more or less the answers to the questions you're asking. There's no way I would have guessed as a reporter that that's how that was going to get answered. Now, let's talk about Russell Wilson.
He knows what's happening there.
No, he does. And Sean Payton. I was not expecting this. So Sean Payton, after Sunday's game, I guess he said or is reported to have said that he didn't want the Giants to start using Jackson Dart until after they played.
Oh, really?
So he wanted Russell Wilson, blah, blah, blah. And Russell Wilson went on Twitter and said, classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media.
Oh, I saw that and I was like, my brain was going, huh? And then I saw a lot of tweets afterwards that said, who could have possibly been incited this out of Russell Wilson?
It was Sean Payton.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Sean Payton is the person that did it. All right. Couple of quick more things for you. The NFL is moving its Pro Bowl festivities to Super Bowl week. We talked about that a couple weeks ago, that they probably just folded into part of like the Super Bowl experience. And that is exactly what the NFL is going to do. Christian McCaffrey named the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Ja'Marr Chase, the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. And got to give fair coverage to it here, Micah Parsons named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week for the first time with the Packers. He had four tackles for loss, game. A career-high three sacks, which was more sacks than he had the whole season combined. He has certainly earned that honor for this week.
Kevin, did you say Jaden Daniels is out for Monday night's game against the Chiefs?
Is that official?
According to Ian Rapoport, who Rapoported it.
There you go.
Marcus Mariota will get the start.
I mean, but you had to kind of think, like,
yeah,
that's the thing. When you saw it, didn't you think, ooh, that feels like a multi-week thing?
Quicks, the Chiefs are now up to 11.5-point favorites.
What did I tell yesterday? What did I say yesterday? It was unknown if Jaden Daniels was out, but it sure looked like he was going to be out based on the betting odds. Yesterday it was 10.5.
Yeah,
and so it's been solidified. And when they said it's not a major injury, but they couldn't say if he'd be ready, that probably tipped the scale. So, whoo, there you go.
Oh.
What?
According to Pete Thamel, Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vitello is finalizing a deal to become the next manager of the San Francisco Giants.
And we talked about baseball that Giants, on bad. Monday, that was probably the direction it's going to go. That is a bold move by
the
Giants.
He'll be the first ever to jump from college to coach an MLB manager.
Is that right?
Any professional experience.
Wow. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with Mavs reporter, it has been a tough week for Choppy, with Mavs reporter for the Dallas Morning News, Mike Curtis, next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.